And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days. My name is Lorette Brashear, and I'm your host for today. I have a great lineup of guests today. We've got Leah McLemore with Women in Business, and as well as Karen Otis with Women in Business. And my first guest will be Joanne Hilde with United Way of Yavapai County. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor, Monday through Friday on CAT, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company.
This is Roxanne. We just received our 2020 Ranking Arizona's Best of Arizona Businesses publication. This annual publication rates all kinds of Arizona's own businesses. Well, little old PBC and little old Prescott rated in the top 10 breweries in the state again and again. We continue to be relevant in the big world of craft beers with more than 100 in our state of Arizona now. A big thank you.
We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. I'm here with my first guest, Joanne Hilde, with United Way of Yavapai County. Hey, Joanne, how are you? Well, thank you. And so a little bit about your past. I hear a lot of people talking to you, and you seem to be quite famous around here. So you're not just known for United Way.
Well, I have a very active past. We moved here in 74. I went on the school board in 80.
Wow.
And stayed on till 87. Wonderful times.
Absolutely. Wonderful. So that's where everybody kind of knows you from.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, in a small town, school board can easily be front page.
Absolutely.
Or the lead story. And so you had to learn to mind your P's or Q's. And if not, you paid the consequences.
So you went from that, and how the heck did you end up at United Way now?
Well, we had to leave Prescott for my husband's work, but we came back in the late 90s, and my dear friend that I've known since the very beginning, Mary Ann Suttles, far more famous than me, she was chair. And she knew that between school board and I was on the State Board of Education, that I had a lot of policy experience.
Absolutely.
And she said, come on the board and help us get these things done. But before that, I had been doing searches with a search firm for school administrators across Arizona.
Gotcha.
So in about my third meeting, Mary Ann said, well, do we have anybody in the room with search experience? Yes.
And that would have been definitely you. So how long have you been on the board now with United Way?
Almost 5 years.
Yeah, wow, that's a long time. To say almost 5 years. Yeah, that's a very long time to be committed to an organization. They're very lucky to have you.
Well, thank you. That's very kind.
Absolutely.
It's an exciting organization because the range and reach on the things that we care about are so broad.
Absolutely. So what are some of the things that United Way is known for? If I was a first timer, never heard about it, what would you tell me?
Well, I would think that probably the most obvious is that we are mission focused. We serve within a community around the issues of education, income, and health. And so 99% of the things we do touch those areas.
Perfect.
And in the prior days and in more urban than Yavapai County, although United Way's been here since 1987, but in the larger areas, an employee was expected to be part of a campaign and give a small amount every month, and that would go to United Way.
Right.
And that was the source of income. That has begun to shift, and particularly in rural areas where we don't have large manufacturing, large firms, so that we have to look more at individual giving and fundraising as our resource development lines. We still work. We work with wonderful employers in Yavapai County, we have to expand beyond that.
Absolutely. And I remember, this was years ago, you know, prior to me getting kind of entering the first, you know, work field. And United Way always held, you know, conferences, presentations for us, and to help develop the workforce and to help us, you know, train employees. And I would take all those classes, and I can tell you I learned so much from those classes. You know, how to do something, how to write grants. I mean, you guys cover a whole wide variety. And that's kind of was my first take of United Way.
Right. Well, see, that falls back into the income field.
Right.
We want to make sure people have adequate skills to follow their passion.
Absolutely. And I thank you guys so much for that, because I was one of those, you know, I said, just had my first job and they had me going to a lot of your trainings and classes.
Right.
And I learned so much. And if it wasn't for those classes, I don't think it would have given me that. You know, of course your employer gives you some skills.
Right.
But really when you are listening and at a presentation, you're developing those other skills and learning. So they were very valuable. In fact, we just did one for for, you had one on a board, like what for new board members, what to expect. And it really helped us with our Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce board. But today you're here on a totally different mission, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Our executive director has left to follow another dream, and she served us magnificently for 4 years. But we are back to doing a search for a new executive director.
Nice.
And
so big shoes to fill.
Yes. And yet, when we were hiring 4 years ago, one of the points was that people, whoever came in, would have to develop a lot of the policies and procedures and things that would make us successful. And we had a board that was highly transit, which is not unusual, but still means the board development piece.
Yeah, absolutely.
It means change changes the complexion of your board. And this time, I can assure clients that the major pieces of our organization are fine-tuned, and that we now have a board who is looking forward to growth and development, and they're willing to look beyond the standard things that we've done for years.
Absolutely. That's great.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you're looking for on this candidate? What's your ideal candidate?
Well, we look for someone with nonprofit experience.
Okay.
That's probably, number one.
Nonprofit.
Next is that they have to have the ability to develop resources from whatever way we do those. And they have to have the presence to be the physical picture and voice of United Way in Yavapai County, and have to be able to be all over Yavapai County.
Absolutely. Yeah. So any qualifications or anything that you're looking for?
Well, the resource development piece is very important. Leadership skills, the ability to lead the organization, the staff, which is exemplary right now, and at the same time provide that leadership to a board and help the board professionally develop.
Absolutely.
Because the board dynamics change all the time.
So schooling, master's, or just?
Well, we would hope for a bachelor's degree.
Perfect.
We are a board that is flexible. The right candidate with the right skills, proven skills, we will look at some things outside of the box. So it might be somebody who doesn't have the 4-year degree, but they have the 2-year degree and then all kinds of professional development.
So everyone's encouraged to apply if they
Interested.
If they're interested. And so where would they apply and where do they find more information about this?
Okay. I would suggest they can go on the United Way Worldwide website. United Way Worldwide will take them there. And they can click on. The other thing they can do is they can just call me.
Okay.
My telephone number, and I give it out, is 602-540-1538. We're busy all the time. We're putting the finishing touches on one campaign.
Okay.
In that, income, education, health.
Perfect. And when does this, job position close? Like, when is the last day you can actually apply?
Thursday, June 4th is the last day.
So everybody out there, if you're qualified or if you think you want to give this a shot, June 4th.
Yes. And the other thing I would tell people is I know that once in a while it's tough to get everything ready. We have a very simple application process. But if they will call me by Thursday, I can be a bit flexible on the date that I receive it. at least an extra couple of days.
Perfect. Absolutely. So, Joanne Hilde with United Way of Yavapai County, you guys are looking for an executive director.
Yes.
So, like you said, give them the phone number where they can reach you again.
Okay. My phone number is 602-540-1538.
Thank you so much, and best of luck. I hope you guys find exactly what you're looking for.
Well, we're going to be very careful. I am fierce on reference checking.
Well, we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the premier heating, cooling, and plumbing contractor in Yavapai County, is now hiring. If college is not for you, if you've been thinking about a job or career change, or just interested in beginning to earn now, buy that car or begin saving for whatever you have your sights set on. Come into a trade with high-paying prospects. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, your trusted heating, cooling, and plumbing partner, can be trusted for exceptional on-the-job training, resulting in a rewarding, well-paid career. Call 928-7-2200 today for more information.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
Gaxiola and Litwack, your criminal defense team in Arizona. Call 602-717-0631 or visit their website, www.gaxiolalitwack.com.
Hello, Karen.
25 years of solid trial experience handling cases from first-degree murder, drug cases, to assault cases. We have the experience,
Can you hear me now?
And dedication to assist anyone in any court across the state of Arizona.
We look through every piece of evidence to find and fight every potential constitutional violation. We aim to win by leaving no stone unturned to form early and aggressive strategies to fight the government at trial, because we actually care, and because there's two sides to every story that deserve to be told.
Gaxiola and Litwack, your criminal defense team in Arizona. Call 602-717-0631 or visit their website, www.gaxiolalitwack.com. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. We just spoke with Joanne Hilde from United Way, which she had a great stuff to tell us about. And my next guest is here in the studio with me is I have Leah McLemore. She's American Family Insurance.
Hello.
And also you wear another hat, Women in Business.
Women in Business with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. Yes, Mia.
And I know that we're waiting to see if Karen Otis as well. Mm-hmm. I think she'll be joining us on the phone. I'm not sure if Karen is there yet.
I'm here.
But if she will, she'll be joining us.
I know.
She'll a little bit later.
Figure it out in a minute.
I was like, if Karen's there, she'll be joining us. If not, she'll be joining us on the next segment. So, Leah, we've got a lot of things going on, especially with women in business.
Yes, women in business has a lot going on. I'm excited to tell you all about it on our show.
Well, and especially with everything happening with the COVID-19, you guys have kind of had to take a little bit of a step back, like everyone else.
Yep, exactly. I mean, it really only affected our one major event that we do once a year. So typically we've done three luncheons, like networking lunches for women. And then in 2019, we launched our very first fashion show that helped to raise money for U.S. Vets. And so that was planned to be in February of this year. But because of the virus and all of the CDC guidelines.
You mean April?
Oh, sorry. Yes. Thank you. I keep forgetting what month we're in. You know?
And I think that's happening more and more. You know, yeah. People I'm talking to, they're like, what day is it? I forgot.
I
and I think it's just because people are finally getting back in the swing of being at work and finally getting resuming back to somewhat normal.
Yeah, trying to get into a normal schedule, definitely. And it gets confusing. You're like, is it Monday or...
What day
is,
what day of the week is it? Yeah. So basically you guys had to reschedule the fashion show.
So we had to temporarily postpone it. And so, we reached out to all of our sponsors and all of the ladies who had pre-purchased a ticket or a sponsorship. And, actually I feel very blessed because all of our sponsors that had paid for the fashion show decided to decline on a refund, and they wanted to transfer their sponsorship to next year's fashion show, which is so cool.
That's definitely great. So they went ahead and said, hey, hold on to that, and then we'll go ahead and sponsor it for next year, which is fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. We have such an overwhelming support of local businesses and local women in business in our town, and everybody just really stepped up and wanted to do what they can, and I think that our whole community saw that for sure.
Right. And this fashion show is going to be by two stores in town that will be fashioning.
Yes. So we're promoting two local clothing stores. We're promoting Smart Girls Consignment Store in Prescott Valley. And if you like a good deal on a nice brand of clothing, then we always, I'd love to recommend Smart Girls.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, she's so sweet. The owner is just amazing. And so we're doing Smart Girls, and then we're also doing Purple Clover in Bashford Courts. And that is also locally owned by some ladies in Prescott who wanted to start their own business.
And they're fantastic as well. And their clothes are just so great.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Cute.
I love going. Yeah, super cute things. And what I like about it, it's not just focused on one size.
Right. I mean, women of any sizes can go and shop. And, you know, Purple Clover is really good at showing their clothing on Facebook. So you can go on to their Facebook page and kind of check out what kind of clothing they have before you go to the store and get an idea on what you want to try on and things like that. So we are looking forward to hosting our fashion show of 2021 now with those two local clothing stores.
And you guys had the models, and the models themselves are quite unusual as well.
Yes, so because the fundraiser is meant to raise funds for our U.S. vets, all of our models who are modeling the clothes, they are all lady veterans.
Fantastic.
So we kind of use it as a tribute to say thank you so much to your service, and we appreciate you. And last year when we did it, it was so emotional. I think I teared up a little bit because all of the ladies in the fashion show, even like girls who were there for lunch and stuff, we asked everybody who was a veteran to stand up, and we got to applaud them. And it was just a very patriotic event. So we were a little heartbroken that we had to postpone it. But we understand we want to keep everybody safe. We don't want anybody getting sick. And so we are looking forward to having another fashion show. Now, this date isn't completely set in stone. It's kind of a tentative date for February 20th of 2021. So we want to get some kind of affirmative decision on that and make sure we get the save the date out for people. And even all the ladies who had requested tickets, or all the ladies who had pre-purchased their tickets for the fashion show, they wanted to transfer their tickets.
So that's
fantastic.
To
the next fashion show. Yeah, so we ended up, I mean, Women in Business didn't lose any money over postponing this. And so that was just really exciting to see. I love our community and the support.
Well, and it's such a great event. You know, one of the things, like I said, is I really, what is good for me is that, like I said, all body weights, shapes, and sizes are there. These women veterans come in all shapes and colors and sizes.
Yeah.
And I really love that, and love the fact that it is women veterans.
Yeah.
And so many times there's somebody up there that's a model that I never would have thought.
I know.
You know, I'm going, oh my gosh.
I know.
And it's actually thrilling to understand, like, you know, oh, they served in this, or this is what they did, or they're Army, or they were Navy. And a lot of them from our own community. So it's very different to see that and to understand where, you know, what local branch they're from.
Yeah, absolutely. A good friend of mine, Regina, she owns Compass Training out in Chino Valley. Her and her husband own it. She served in the Army, I believe.
I think you're right.
But she was going to be one of our models, and she is just, she's just an amazing lady veteran.
Right, definitely. Owner. And then we have women veterans that are quite a bit older that have, you know, been around the block per se.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to hear their stories just as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, where they served and what they did and, you know, what they, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Well, our veterans deserve all of the recognition in the world, all of the benefits that
absolutely.
We can give them.
So for this event, proceeds go to the veterans.
Yeah, so proceeds go to the U.S. Vets Shelter in Prescott, and that's right off of Whipple Street. They just started building more, it's like little apartments that they have
awesome.
For the veterans and stuff. And so all of our money goes towards that building shelter. So basically they have, it's housing for homeless veterans. So they stay there for free until they're able to get a job and get up on their feet and things like that. So,
oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So it's a really great event. We're sorry that it didn't happen this year, but that's okay.
That's
I think 2021 is going to be a really fantastic year for most people.
Oh, yeah,
you know, I remember saying that about 2020 going, I can't wait for 2020. You know, this is going to be so great. But,
let's
you know, 2020 has been a little bit
it has.
Different.
I know. I was
especially just in business alone. And you're, you know, a small business. So how has it impacted you and how are you recovering from that?
Well, that's actually something interesting. So I own American Family Insurance in Chino Valley, and I'm very blessed because me and all of my employees were able to work remotely. You know, so we did have some things to work through as far as how are we going to do this working from home, and, you know, especially with cash transactions, you had to make certain appointments at the bank for people who wanted to be cash. And so we had to do the different workarounds for that. But for the most part, our lobby was closed for about a month and a half. We closed towards the middle of March and then opened up on the 1st of May. And it was interesting. I would probably say the biggest challenge was my mental stability working from home. So that was kind of hard. I felt like I was going crazy so many times. And so I was just happy to be back in the office and be around people for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is a little bit hard. And is that you, Karen Otis?
It is. I'm
here. Hey, we finally have Karen on the line with us. Hey, so Karen, we were just talking about the fashion show and a little bit too. You're also working from home, Karen Otis with Drake Cement.
Yes, yes. Yeah, there's a few of us working from home. Those of us that can are doing it for now and, you know, going in and doing some of our things at work and trying to, you know, make sure we keep our connections there as well. But making it all happen, you bet.
I'm making it all happen. How has it changed for you guys out there?
Oh, my gosh, not too much. I mean, you know, just changing up our scheduling a little bit and staggering lunches and things like that, just keeping everybody separated from each other. And matter of fact, tomorrow we're getting some benches from YEI. We ordered them. I thought if we're going to get them, we're going to get them from somewhere local.
Very cool.
So,
very cool. They have beautiful benches, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So we're going to put some benches up outside and make some different, you know, so that's made us open it up and be outside for a little bit.
Very cool.
That's fantastic. So we were talking about the fashion show and letting everyone know that it's definitely the date has been changed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It's always so fun. I think it's really great that it's a weekend event because we do all of our networking stuff and we do our women in business luncheons and we try to, you know, make this a different type of event. So it's a little more relaxed and not so business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just, it's an enjoyable event.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just such a great event all in all. And I think, you know, we all understand what happened. Most events did get postponed.
Yeah.
And so we're excited that at least, you know, it's postponed, but there is a date. So we're looking at February. And that's a good, you know, that'll be a great time, especially around Valentine's. I think love is in the air. You know? I think that'll be a really great time. And, you know, and I think people are ready for it. Absolutely.
Yes, I think so.
And you guys already have all your models still lined up.
Mm-hmm.
And you got sponsors.
Yep, we've got our sponsors. I was just telling Lorette how our sponsors wanted to transfer their sponsorship to the next fashion show, and that was just kind of, you know, a little emotional because we were so happy that they had offered to do that.
Yeah, yeah, no change. Everybody's like, we're in.
Yay.
Which is really fantastic. So that speaks volumes for this event. And we're so excited, you know, to bring it to everyone. Where is it going to be held at?
So tentatively, we are thinking about Stone Ridge Golf Course.
Okay.
So we would like to have it there. That's where it was originally. We just got to get all of our ducks in a row.
Quack, right?
Yeah.
Get all the ducks in a row. I understand how that is. Because it definitely, you know, with, you know, rearranging a whole date, you know, will you still have the venue? Will you still have that?
Yeah.
So definitely everyone understands. Are tickets still on sale now, or how are you guys going to be handling that? Or are you going to wait and do tickets kind of as things get closer?
Tickets will probably go on sale within the next month. And if people want to pre-register for it and get their ticket ahead of time, then they should be able to go onto the Chino Valley website and go ahead and register there and, secure their ticket.
And secure your ticket. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with getting your ticket in advance. You know, at least that does secure because there will be somewhat limited seating.
Yes. Well, there's always limited seating when you do indoor events. So this one, you know. So, but we are planning to sell 150 tickets. So if we end up selling 150, then you can't get any more.
Exactly. So it is a good time to just go ahead and you, like you said, next month you'll open it back up once you have all your ducks in a row, know who, what, when, why, where, and people will be able to purchase their tickets.
Yep.
So
the good news is that the venue actually opens up onto a patio, so we should be able to spread out a little bit more, and that way everybody's still comfortable.
Mm-hmm. And that is a good point, you know, so that will be, you know, and we don't know what 2021 is going to bring, and
I know,
hopefully not so much social distancing.
Yeah. I know, I like to hug people.
it definitely has been quite different. So we'll be able to see, you know, how that event is going to transition and roll over. But I'm excited about it. You know, we've got, like I said, Smart Girls, you've got Purple Clover involved with this. So what a great entity. Now, let me ask you girls, what if somebody else wanted to be a part of this and help sponsor it? I mean, is it too late to, you know, what does it look like, the status?
So at this point, we do still have sponsorships open. So if anybody has any questions about the fashion show, about sponsoring, about tickets, about donating a raffle prize, then they can always reach out to either me or Karen.
Oh, you just said a keyword. There's a raffle there.
Yes. Okay. Raffle prizes, too.
So you guys are looking for raffle prizes. So there'll be raffles going on as well during the fashion show. Now, what if anybody wants to be a model?
Yeah, I mean, we're still accepting models at this point right now, so we're very open. So if you have any interest in sponsoring, donating, purchasing, modeling,
everything,
anything like that, then feel free to reach out to either me or Karen.
And talk a little bit, Leah or Karen, about the sponsorships, because they are affordable.
You want to take that one, Karen?
Sure. The sponsorships, I believe, are we doing the titles and the demis on these?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So the title sponsorships are really nice because those give you a moment to what we call 90 seconds of fame, where you get to stand up and talk about your business and highlight yourself to everyone. So it's quite a large group that you get to do that with. So people enjoy that. We have also a way for our demi sponsor. If somebody wants to do it, it's a little bit lesser of a price. You don't get to stand up and say hello, but you do get to bring your networking materials, and everybody gets to give things away. So everybody that comes to the fashion show is going to get a goodie bag. Each chair will have a goodie bag. It'll have everybody's stuff in it, and that just keeps it all nice and neat and pretty, and it's very nice. Everybody enjoys it.
And Karen, how much are the sponsorships?
The title sponsorship is $150, and the demi sponsorship is
$60.
That way it makes it affordable for everyone.
Absolutely, and that's such a, you know, a title sponsorship for $150, you said, comes with basically two tickets to the event, And it also comes with like 90 seconds of fame, you know. Go ahead, talk about your business, really blow it out of the water.
Sing your song up there.
Exactly.
That's
all
right.
Kinds of stuff. I think this is a great event. So like you said, Women in Business is bringing their fashion show, just got postponed, but it'll be back February 2021.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Tickets will be on sale. Anybody interested in any sponsorships can definitely give you guys a call.
Yep, absolutely. Reach out to Leah at American Family Insurance or Karen at Drake Cement.
Yeah, so Karen,
hey,
please stay on the line.
Yeah.
We've got next segment with Karen Otis as well. So stay tuned for more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Thank you.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV.
Hello, Karen. Karen.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located
on
Mill Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online.
Karen, if you can hear me, hold on. Don't hang up yet.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company. We have always practiced and trained our staff for the safest in food handling and sanitation, and we will continue to do so. We've printed our new menu, and of course, you can always get our award-winning beers on tap. We took out some tables and spread the others out to increase distance and placed a hand sanitizer station next to our staircase that leads upstairs to our upstairs dining room. We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The next time you give a blood donation to Vitalant, your blood will also be analyzed for COVID-19 antibodies. Sue Thew with Vitalant says, beginning today, the blood bank starts testing every donation for those antibodies. And the move builds on what Vitalant began recently collecting, convalescent plasma, to help COVID-19 patients.
We're very excited to offer this benefit because there are so many people out there that don't know whether they've been exposed or have already had COVID-19. We're the nation's first blood bank to test all blood donations for antibodies to COVID-19. We're asking people to please consider making an appointment. This is an opportunity to test hundreds of people every day. In Arizona alone, about 600 people donate blood every single day. A convalescent plasma donor can help anywhere from 2 to 5 patients, depending upon their body weight and how much plasma that they're able to collect.
Sunny and breezy with patchy smoke late this afternoon. A partly cloudy overnight cool down around 59. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, warming to a high near 88 tomorrow with a 10% chance of a lunchtime thunderstorm, up to 91 Wednesday and Thursday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to near 65, heating to a breezy 98 Tuesday, with the same slight chance for a brief storm around noon, up to 101 Wednesday and Thursday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Chino Valley will return in just a moment on KQ&A.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here talking to the women in business. We've got Leah McLemore with American Family Insurance. I cannot do the jingle. And then we also have Karen Otis on the line with us with Drake. Karen, are you there?
Yes. I'm here. Thanks, Lorette.
Okay. I can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
good.
So perfect. Yay, it's all working. So, Karen, you're calling us from home, but thank you so much for giving us a call. Women in business, like we were talking about, there's so much going on, not just the fashion show, but you guys have quite a thing going on. So now that you guys have kind of, you know, sat, talked, what does your structure look like for the next coming months?
Well, we're looking to go ahead and have our luncheon on June 23rd. We're not going to be having it at the normal venue. Thankful to the Chamber of Chino Valley for offering your venue to us. Yeah, it's wonderful. It works out perfectly. So we're going to do it there on the grounds of the Chino Valley Chamber office. We like to provide networking opportunities whenever we can, and it's just time to get back to that, you know. Everybody's been kind of knocked off the tracks a little bit, and so we're going to have a really wonderful speaker, and most all of you know her. It's Marilyn Huffman with the Better Business Bureau of Prescott, and so she's going to talk to us about trusting your instincts. So that, I think, is something we need right now.
Absolutely.
Just try to get everybody back on track. You know, we need to start thinking about that. It's been some crazy times. So.
Well, and I was having a conversation with Marilyn about what to talk about, and she wanted to really bring something to the women that could correlate with everything that we're going on with today. You know, I mean, things that 2020 isn't really what anybody expected it to be, and you know, Marilyn's like, the one thing we can do is trust our instincts.
Absolutely.
On everything.
So that's going to be the topic. And I know this is going to be a little bit of a different kind of a luncheon. So will you guys explain what they expect?
Well, we're going to have some boxed lunches from Catering by Liz. So we'll have a variety of sandwiches or salads. So we'll have something for everyone. Mm-hmm. So it should be a nice cool lunch because we know it'll be a little heated up out there. So hopefully we'll have enough shade. We're going to have some pop-ups out there and ask you to bring your lawn chair, and we'll have some other seating available for someone who may not have been able to bring it. So, yeah, we just want to chit-chat outside and have a little bit of a picnic. Get out in the air and smell the roses, if you will.
So it's going to be a picnic. So it's BYOC, or will there be some seating provided?
Well, another girl who does Women in Business with us, she's reaching out to Olson's to ask if we can borrow some of his barrels of hay. And so we're going to put up tents, sit on hay or a lawn chair, and network outside.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, and that's going to be the first one for you guys coming back. Actually, is it the first one of the year?
No, because we had a January luncheon. We did do a January luncheon, but we're calling this the Women in Business Come On Out Picnic.
So, come on out,
come
picnic.
On out.
So that means, right. Like, come on out of your house.
Come on out of your
That's
house.
That's right.
Come say hi, because we missed you.
And it'll be, and this is the first time you guys have ever done a picnic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great idea. I think people will really, I mean, who doesn't love a picnic?
I know.
Oh, you know, and it's always good to change things up, you know, and men out there, we're talking to you too. Mm-hmm. You are also invited. And if you don't want to go, you can send one of your ladies from the office and let her talk about your business, because you will be surprised what
they know.
And it's, that's very true, Karen. Very, very true, because there is men that are like, I'm not going to go. But you're absolutely right. The men out there, this is a great opportunity for, you know, that secretary or whoever.
Right.
To really get out there, because they do. They'll talk about your business. Mm-hmm. They'll talk to everyone. And networking, you know, networking pays off.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and a nice lunch for them one afternoon is kind of nice just to get away.
And what I really enjoy about Women in Business is this isn't meaning just chamber members. This is so broad, and these women come from all over. It's not just Chino Valley. We're talking, you know, all over.
Yeah, well, Women in Business, we love to grow relationships with people and use that as a way to grow our business. So we invite everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what makes it so unique, that I don't want people to think, well, this is just a chamber event, because it really isn't at all. It's so different from our regular luncheons to where this is just, I mean, half the people come, I don't even know them.
I know.
I'm like, who are you guys? Like, hey, how's it going? So it makes it so fun because, you know, like I said, it's not just chamber women. It's women from all over and talking about their business or talking about a business that they're representing. So it really makes it great. And what a great idea. Like you guys said, June 23rd is the Women in Business Picnic.
Yes.
So they can go ahead and register.
Yeah, they should be able to register on the chinovalley.org with, I believe it's $20 for the lunch. It'll be from 11:30 until 1, or a little later if you stick around for a moment to chit-chat with someone, which generally happens.
We are women, after all.
Absolutely. So there'll be box lunches, like you said, if you're, you know, don't worry about it. There's some salads, there's some light sandwiches. But they're really fantastic. They have a cookie in it. I only care about the cookie.
Yeah. Well, and I will tell you, based off of my last experience with the chamber who did an outdoor picnic, don't forget to wear sunscreen. Because at the chamber lunch, I didn't even think about it. And I came home and my shoulders were so sunburned. So don't forget your sunscreen if you come out, because we will have some tents set up, but it is a wonderful opportunity to get your tan on for the beginning of
the
summer.
So if you have a pop-up, you're more than welcome to bring your pop-up to just arrive a little bit way earlier.
Yeah.
We'll be setting up quite earlier so you can come in, bring your pop-up, and your business can be there, and it'll be a great time. Mm-hmm. So
there you go. It's time for all of those businesses to bring out your networking materials.
Right,
which,
we all
course,
have pop-ups.
We're hoping it's sunscreen and lip balm, right?
Yes.
Right.
That's a good idea.
And any hand sanitizer.
I know. That's so true. Anne Marie always brings her Sparklight hand
I know,
sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer. So there you go. Like, you know, hand sanitizer is a big thing still.
Well,
so
there you go,
definitely.
Anne Marie. She's a title sponsor, so she's going to bring goodies.
Who else are our sponsors for June?
Our other title sponsor for June is the town of Chino Valley, the wonderful town of Chino Valley. We love them. They support us so much, and they always bring such good information. So they're always welcome. Wonderful people over there. And then we also have a couple of demi sponsors. One is the Better Business Bureau, of course, Marilyn Huffman. And then the one and only Arizona Hometown Radio Group always fantastic sponsors of Women in Business.
Absolutely. They've been a great sponsor for Women in Business.
They're awesome.
So, like you guys said, so we've got June 23rd. Go ahead, buy your tickets, sign
get
up.
Your tickets.
Make sure to definitely get your tickets and sign up because we'll only order a few extra box lunches. So we want to make sure that everyone is, you know, accounted for and if you want to come out. But it's a really great time to network, a really
great
time to get
chair.
Yes, lawn chair.
Oh, there you go.
Pop-up, sunscreen.
And if you want to wear your mask, we would encourage
you
to wear
your
mask also. So if you feel more comfortable coming out in public with your mask, then wear your mask.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
So you can either register online at chinovalley.org or you can try out our new latest and greatest app.
Ooh, and I tried it out.
And it's on there.
It's
yay!
Cool.
So you
cool
can
app.
Download the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce app on your iPhone or Android, and it pops up. It shows you all the events happening in our community. So that's a really great thing. Ladies, do you have any, like, last words? Anything else?
Bring a raffle gift and look forward for a fun icebreaker.
Yes, absolutely. We love icebreakers. We just love helping women connect with other women, and so we want to invite everybody to come out and join Women in Business because we're really cool and
there you
fun.
Go.
Because we're really cool and fun. I love it. Women in Business, definitely. You guys are a great entity, and I'm so happy to be a part of you guys or have you guys a part of the chamber as well. Mm-hmm. I love working with you guys. Are five, four ladies?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we have five.
There's five of us.
How many
it's
of
hard
you guys?
To count sometimes.
And it's fantastic. You guys have a great committee, a lot of outside-the-box thinkers, a lot of great people.
So speaking of thinking outside the box, one thing I do want to tell you is depending on what happens with the CDC guidelines and all that, we might be doing a Women in Business bowling event in the future. We've thought about that and getting all the ladies out to show us their bowling skills, I think would be super fun.
I think so, too. I think that's going to be
fun. Super
fun. So we've got you guys got all kinds of things planned for Women in Business. So make sure that you attend Women in Business. And when is it?
June 23rd.
June 23rd, Tuesday.
Tuesday. And what time is it?
11:30.
11:30.
To one.
How much is it?
$20.
$20. I love it.
Great minds think alike.
Go.
Perfect.
Come and meet all of us.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Had Karen Otis, Leah McLemore with Women in Business. I appreciate having you on the show today.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical heating, cooling, and plumbing.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor, Monday through Friday on CAT, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
This is Steve Sishka with Ovalson's for Healthy Animals. One of the things that's always impressed me about difficult times is how pets and animals raise people's spirits. They're non-judgmental and don't pay a bit of attention to social distancing. They love you whether you wear a mask or not, and always listen when you're pouring your heart out to them. That's why you should give them the best, and that's at Olson's. You can settle for good enough, or give your best friends the Olson's difference when buying their food, health supplies, toys, and treats. For the last 41 years, we've been feeding pets and animals with the philosophy of good enough just isn't. We offer in-store service, curbside, and delivery from all of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Experience us at our stores on Facebook, olsonsfamily.com, or olsonsgrain.com. Locals, feeding locals, pets, and animals. That's us.
Water's garden companion plants for June are sunburst locust, moonshine yarrow, silverberry, and Hall's honeysuckle.
Ideal at growing up fences, walls, or as a ground cover.
Wind, drought, deer, javelina are no problem.
Hall's honeysuckle is an outstanding mountain vine with fragrant yellow flowers that loves blooming in the summer heat.
An excellent solution for a fast-growing screen, even in the poorest of soil.
You'll only find the hardiest vines at Water's Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so glad to have all of you listening in, and thank you to our listeners. But I also want to thank my guests today. We had Joanne Hilde with United Way of Yavapai County doing a search for the perfect executive director. Also, we just talked with Women in Business, Leah McLemore and Karen Otis, talking about the upcoming events for Women in Business. So here's the time where you take out your phones and document all the upcoming events. Believe it or not, there are some happening. June 3rd, this Wednesday, the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce is going to be hosting our business and networking luncheon, 11:30 to 1 p.m. at Grace Church. Seating is limited because of social distancing, so please sign up early. June 23rd, also we have Women in Business, the Come On Out Picnic from 11:30 to 1 p.m. held at the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 11:30 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.